Hi, my name is Vanessa, and this is my podcast, A Journey with Vanessa Chu. I appreciate you for finding my show and listening to me talk about mindset and emotional health, what challenges me, and what I learned through those challenges. Feel free to send me an email if you have any questions or comments about any of my episodes. My email address is hello@vanessachu.com. In my last episode, I talked about what I'm learning as I go through this physical healing process after getting into a car accident recently. Have a listen to that episode if you haven't already. It's called Lessons of 2024, Healing is Not Linear. I also mentioned last time that one of the many appointments I'm going to consistently is active rehab sessions with my kinesiologist. I'm going to call her Amanda in this episode, but that is not her real name. So I really love these sessions because we get to do them at the gym. And some of the exercises and stretches she gives me are really hard. But I love the challenge, and I know she's giving me very specific things to do to strengthen my core and upper body and neck, and I always feel stronger after meeting with her. During my most recent session, I was updating her on my progress and how I was feeling that week and how my sleep wasn't super great, and she asked, "How are your stress levels?" I said they were okay, and then she asked, "Do you have a way to wind down your nervous system after the day is done?" I said, yes, definitely. I do this as part of my sleep routine as well. I have to wind down with a certain routine to get my body ready for bed. And then she said, okay, I want you to try this. Try microdoses of resting your nervous system throughout the day, not just at one specific time or chunk of the day. Something you can do is set a timer. Every 20 minutes or so, stop what you're doing and rest and relax your nervous system. It can be anything from meditation, breathing exercises, you can take a quick walk around the block, and it doesn't have to be long either. It can be like 10 to 20 seconds or longer if you want. Just make sure you are taking breaks and resting your nervous system. I told her that sounded very doable, but I also laughed because I said to her that taking breaks is very hard for me. It is extremely difficult for me to do nothing and to rest. And I think I realize that a lot of it is because our culture is always talking about hustling. You got to hustle to do this. Rinse and repeat. Do this every day. Hustle until you're completely exhausted. And I really resonated with what Amanda said next. We link our self-worth to always doing things. And this is exactly what I want to break away from. The old story I had running through my head is, if I am not exhausted and tired at the end of every day, I'm not doing enough and I was not productive, which is totally untrue. If we are constantly doing, we have no time to rest and recover, and then we are less productive because of it. We are doing ourselves a disservice if we don't rest. Amanda was telling me a bit about her own journey and how she learned that sometimes you just need to chill the fuck out. And I couldn't have said it better myself. She hit the bullseye when she said to me, "You seem like the type of person who is very scheduled." And I totally am. I like to be organized and scheduled for my days and weeks, months ahead. So scheduling in rest time to do nothing would probably work for me. In my last episode, I talked about a book I'm reading called How to Be Sick, a Buddhist-inspired guide for the chronically ill and their caregivers by Toni Bernhard. So she talks about doing nothing in one of her chapters called Wise Action, What to Do and What Not to Do. As somebody living with a chronic illness, she knows how important it is for her to not do things that will exacerbate her condition. And she defines this as wise inaction. She writes that wise inaction can be thought of as simply not engaging in those actions that make our condition worse. if I'm thinking about wise inaction in my situation, recovering from the car accident, I don't want to do things that will make my neck pain and upper body pain worse, like going right back to the gym and lifting the weights I was lifting before the accident happened. That would not be wise. I would probably re-injure myself again and need more rehab. As I'm recording this episode, I thought of something that happened to me not too long ago that illustrates how wise inaction would have been the smart thing to do. About a month after the accident, I decided I wanted to get a head start on my Christmas baking, which I really love to do every year. And this time I baked a lot because I wanted to give away a lot to family and friends. I made so many batches of different kinds of cookies, which meant that I was cleaning up my kitchen frequently. And I discovered after going through my daily routine with my kinesiologist that I actually injured my right shoulder because I was cleaning so vigorously. I was wiping down and scrubbing the counter so aggressively and so often. And then the day after that, my shoulder was so sore, I could barely lift my arm. So then I had to work with my physio to get that all straightened out. Wise inaction would have been wise there. Like a month after the accident, and I'm trying to get back into my regular daily routine and do more, but no, I need that rest and recovery time. Further along in this chapter, Tony Bernhard writes, "Once or twice a day, I stop whatever I'm doing and do nothing for 5 to 10 minutes. Most of us never learn to do nothing. Part of the reason is that our culture doesn't value it. I've discovered that when I'm doing nothing, I feel calm and receptive. Whatever arises at the sense doors, I simply receive it in a relaxed, non-reactive manner. And so sounds come and go, sights come and go, physical sensations come and go, thoughts come and go. Once in a while, thoughts start piling upon thoughts, and I start to get lost in some well-worn narrative about my life. As soon as I become aware that this is happening, I remind myself that right now I'm doing nothing. Usually the thoughts take the hint and make a hasty exit. If they don't, I treat them as meaningless chatter in the mind. This practice is relaxing, restorative, and feels good." So this is my challenge for myself and you. Take some time to do nothing. Chill the fuck out and do nothing. I am going to write that on a bunch of sticky notes and put them in places where I'll see them every day. As always, thank you for listening to this episode of my podcast, A Journey with Vanessa Chu. I'm Vanessa, and I'll be back with a new episode next week.